This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, comedian Audrey Stewart, plus dating LA and camp. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you loved Something About Mary, meet the Barons and Along Came Polly. And even if you were slightly lukewarm about Starsky and Hutch and Envy, and perhaps you even forgot about Mystery Men and never even saw The Duplex, then you don't want to miss the movie event of the summer. Ben Stiller is Ben Stiller in the new smash hit, There's Something About Ben Stiller. Yes, the hardest working man with ape-like features in show business is back with his greatest project ever. While 4 out of every 5 movies released today stars Ben Stiller, this is the one everybody is raving about. Just listen to what audiences are saying about Ben Stiller's performance as Ben Stiller in the movie, There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it because it had plenty of scenes with Ben Stiller.
Man, when Ben Stiller was at his fiancé's parents' house and he thought he'd killed his grandma, and the ferret bit him in the crotch while he was checking his manhood in the mirror, then the toilet overflowed so he had to strip naked and climb out on the roof, and the neighbor's kid hit him in the crotch with a frisbee, and then the police came and fired tear gas that hit him in the crotch, but his fiancé loved him anyway. Well, it was like every Ben Stiller movie ever, except even more so.
Critics agree. This is the role the simian man-child that is Ben Stiller was born to play. If you're a fan of mishaps, antics, and hijinks, then run, don't walk, to see Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it when Ben Stiller peeled the banana with his own feet.
Anyone who has that much flatulence has to be funny.
Don't miss Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller. Directed by Ben Stiller. Produced by Stiller Ben Productions, a division of Al Minot's Enterprises.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I am Josh Arnold, and there's Tom. And Tom, we are about to be introduced to a brand new guest to the show.
Tom. This is not how radio works, by the way.
No, this is... Yeah. This time with the microphone on?
Yeah, man. Okay. I like that.
Oh, you're good. I appreciated you wanting to give me my space. And you know what I mean?
I don't want to. While you're trying to talk, I'm murmuring over here. Welcome to the show. Audrey Stewart.
Hey.
Hi, Audrey.
What's up?
Lovely young comedian. And I just understand, I found out something very interesting. You don't know my son, Willie, who's right over there.
Mm.
But you do know his girlfriend.
Yes, I know his girlfriend, Ray Robinson. We went to camp together.
We're doing first and last name.
Cool. Oh, yeah, sorry. Right. Here's her address while we're at it.
Ray Robinson was her name. Ray Robinson.
I love it.
Sorry, Willie.
No, it's okay. She's not the teacher. She's going to get fired. It's fine. We're all good. I don't know if you know this. If you work for the government, dating me is illegal. I don't know
really?
If you guys... Yeah, the stuff I do... You can't have that around, you know.
That's not on the kids. Now, continuing the Pat Godwin heritage dating problem. Audrey, we don't know anything about you, so fill us in.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 5. I thought I was 5'10", but recently they said 5'9". So I'm 5'9", still a tall girl. I'm a Hoosier. Born and raised Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Live in L.A. now. Stand-up comedian.
Single, dating?
Actually, yeah, I'm dating a guy right now, which is great. I have no type. I dated a woman before him.
Really...
And she is...
opening up.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's a radio. Got a mic.
Keep your heart open.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It's all about love.
Does the guy know about the lady thing?
Yeah, he knows about the lady thing. Yeah. I mean, they're two... He is like this... like jacked lumberjack kind of guy, and the girl I dated was like a very femme girl, but he knows about it because, like, I don't know, we'll be sitting together. And when I dated my ex, I won't give her first and last name.
Yeah, no, please.
Ray Robinson.
When my ex, this Ray Robinson, something. And I.
Wow, that'd be really kind of problematic, really.
Eskimo comedians.
We're not this morning, not again. We've been down that road. It was no fun for everybody. I don't know if you guys remember that morning, but yikes. A lot of winks and smokes and mirrors going on.
So does your male companion feel obligated to be extraordinarily masculine?
Yeah, I feel like he overdoes it sometimes. But we'll, like, I don't know. I feel like he, it's not like it's an awkward thing in our relationship, but sometimes we'll be like sitting on the couch and I'll be like going through my Facebook and like memories will pop up. And it's like, that's how I came. I was like, I'll never date a guy. Like before, that'll pop up and he'll see that and be like, what is this? I was like, I don't know. It's old times. Old times.
Well, we are horrible.
Wow. I don't mean it now.
Yikes. Now, you live in Los Angeles.
I live in L.A.
Have you, when you got out there to try to do comedy, were you doing dramatic? Or were you, for example, like a day job, like a waitress?
I had like 7 different jobs all the time. I was a dog walker. I watered flowers. Nannying, I babysat a lot. That was the main thing, was when I babysat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like kids?
Love kids.
Oh, there you go.
Kids are the best.
But never a waitress?
No, never a waitress.
Would you be a good waitress, do you think?
I think I'd be pretty bad. I'm really clumsy. I feel like I'd be really bad. I would drop all her stuff all the time. Immediately. Ray Robinson.
This was a great last visit, Audrey.
Nice meeting you, Audrey.
Yeah.
Let's go around the horn now.
In L.A., are L.A. kids, like, weird to babysit? Do they have, like, different, like, snacks? Like, do they have, like...
Yeah. Okay, so L.A. is so much different. I babysat a lot in Indiana, and the snacks were amazing.
Yeah.
And then L.A., they'll be like, yes, help yourself to anything in the house, and then you open one of their cabinets, and it's like an almond that has no salt on it. And you're like, what is this?
Wait a minute, you've been to my house.
And they also are very bougie. Like, one of the moms I babysat for, she, like, kept her breast milk in like, the fridge, and I drank it.
Mm.
I drank her breast milk.
Did you know it was breast milk?
No, okay. I didn't know at the time, but it was sweet. It was very good. It's very good.
Well, it was California, so it was probably almond.
Hilarious.
I'm guessing. Everything you're saying sounds like my house, though, now that I think about it.
Good, Tom.
I want to go around the horn here. Jobs you've had before this one. Ace, did you were doing radio in high school, right?
Yeah, but I did a summer where I was working in the food service at a hospital, delivering trays to the patients.
No kidding.
But you didn't cook. You weren't a waiter.
No.
You'd be a great waiter.
No.
You'd just scare people.
Oh, he would. No, none of us think you're scary, Ace, except Tom.
I
know, but we also know
none of us are scared of you. You're a nice guy.
I'm not suggesting you're not intimidating.
I've done things.
Oh boy.
You know, now Willie, you were a camp counselor.
Yeah, I'm a big camp guy, which those job skills don't really translate to the real world. I guess the one thing is you kind of have to be prepared for anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the camp that I went to, I was there since I was like a little kid, and so my boss at one point was this guy that I like looked up to. You know, he was the camp manager. And one time a kid went to the bathroom in his pants and on the floor, and I had to clean it up, and I ran in like his office when I was like 18, like, hey Mark, I gotta get the key so I can clean up some poop from a kid. And he got this like twinkle in his eye, like, look at Willie G. He used to be the kid pooping, now he's cleaning up the poop. You know, like, look at how grown up he is, and he threw me the keys.
Nice.
And thank you for saying poop.
Yeah. Audrey, we say poop. Yeah, that's
thank you very much. Patty G. You were a dishwasher, right?
For 1 year at Sully's Oak and Bucket with Kenny Aronoff was the cook. We had the famous drummer.
It's Kenny's birthday today.
Is it really?
Wow. Well,
famous drummer, birthday, Kenny Aronoff.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp.
First call drummer.
Together for a year, getting no work done and laughing.
Did you guys write songs together?
No.
Oh.
No, I watched his band a lot, though. I'd follow him around. He's in a band called Stream Winner before Mellencamp.
Cool.
And he's the greatest.
He is. He's a wonderful guy. He's got a book out there called Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Christy Lee, you worked at Arby's.
Yes, welcome to Arby's. May I take your order, please?
I think that's where you got your mic technique.
Sure. Yeah, I worked in the hospital, like ACE. I was a ward secretary in the emergency room at the hospital.
Now, at Arby's, is it true that you'd give the time and temp and then on the tens traffic?
Yes, welcome to Arby's. It's cloudy skies, 32 degrees. What would you like today? I recommend a classic roast beef.
This does kind of translate. My last summer at camp, I just started doing stand-up the summer before, and part of my job at camp was I would lead like sort of these like... They were kind of like religious meetings, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't want to call it church. We called it Crossfire.
Yeah.
And so like you'd go and you'd talk about like Jonah and the whale or the Good Samaritan. And I would try to tell these stories and kind of be kind of funny and engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And one day after chapel, it didn't go very well. And I went to my boss and I was just like, yeah, I just feel like I kind of bombed up there. And she was like, you're not performing stand-up. You're trying to teach a lesson. Get over yourself.
I was going to tell you about the resurrection, but I got the light. You're going to have to wait. It's a great story. Some say the greatest, but it depends on your religious point of view. Christy Lee, sorry.
A man is seen writhing in pain after being bitten in the groin by a large snake.
Ooh.
Videos of the incident show the man writhing on the ground with the reptile latched onto his jeans. Another man tries to assist by placing a stick in the snake's mouth before pouring water over its head.
Say that very slowly. Placing a
stick.
Stick. Okay.
Yeah. The incident occurred. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, that's what's going on. The stake's all over his, you know.
Yeah, well, the incident occurred in Panatal, Brazil, where the man was taken to the hospital, as you would expect, for medical treatment.
Hmm. It's rough. I couldn't even watch it after it. Snakes, you know, latched onto him.
Yeah, it's got to suck.
That's a big one.
A big one.
They're going to make a movie out of it.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Snakes on a Wang.
Okay. I mean, sometimes I feel like we're having a conversation, and then I think he's trying to be funny now.
And then he does that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought we were having a nice morning together.
And, who are these snake people?
Josh is a snake guy.
Yeah, I like snakes.
I don't mind snakes.
Yeah.
Now, would you ever handle your snake unclothed?
No. When I had a snake, I would not do that. There would be no occasion to.
Well, why would you?
Yeah.
Britney Spears did.
Yeah.
She wasn't naked.
Well, she was scant in my mind.
But she doesn't have her own snake for this thing to. Oh, look, it's brethren.
What do you think? The snakes are jealous of his snake?
Yeah, snake on snake crime. It's
we had an albino snake that my brother had that got out.
Oh,
and then no one ever found it. So it's like in the walls somewhere. And then the new owners came and I was like, are we going to tell them about the snake that's growing in the walls? And they're like, no.
Yeah, that's not on the seller's disclosure form.
We get those stories all the time. It's usually in Australia and it'll be the apartment next door has a 25-foot deadly python or something slithering in the toilet.
Oh, terrifying.
Those are awful.
When you guys lost the snake, how long did you look? Was it like a 3-day ordeal? Or?
I feel like it was like a week hunt. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, yeah.
It was a week. Yeah. A week pause.
All right.
Hunt.
Oh, no. That's okay.
You guys. I bet you didn't have any mice after that, though.
No. Yeah. No problems. No mice. Yeah. You could hear it sometimes, I feel like.
I would imagine the cold might have taken it
out. It depends. There are plenty of warm spots.
Has anybody seen the cat? How about the baby?
I haven't heard from the baby in a while.
I have another question about this. This video. And I asked this about a lot of these videos. Who's the guy, while his buddy is screaming in pain with a snake attached to his groin, who's the guy that manages to keep holding the camera?
Well, me. Yeah. I mean, any of my friends or brothers bitten the groin by a snake, I'm...
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Yeah,
of course.
Guys are awful.
That's money, baby.
If a snake comes in here and bites me on the D,
yeah.
And if I look over and you're trying to help me and not videotaping... I'm furious with you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're leaving money on the table.
You got to document it so then you can show the doctor the video later and you can show your friends and make fun of the person later.
Yeah. Okay. Is that going to make America's Funniest Home Videos or something?
Well,
okay.
Maybe not the D.
Mm. Oh, no. But in this case, he's wearing pants, but it's clearly going through the jeans into that area.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it a venomous snake?
Doesn't say what kind of snake it was.
One would hope not. It's huge. It's got that going for it. Now, I think we have time for one more news story from Christy Lee.
A woman celebrating her 106th birthday says the key to longevity is chocolate.
Oh, really?
I love chocolate.
In Edith Hill in Cygnus, England, says her favorite chocolate bar is Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Well, the key to longevity for her probably was not getting hit by a bomb during the Blitzkrieg.
I mean, that certainly helps.
There's that.
What a psychotic thing.
I hid in the basement with all the chocolate.
Yeah. I was down in the tube. I'll tell you what.
She did admit she will give any sweet treat a try, though, especially at Easter.
We always get these stories, and it's always something different.
Yeah, it's either beer or
the reason I live so long is because I killed most of my husbands quietly.
I hate men. That's why I stay away from men.
The centenarian. Now lives at the Aspen Lodge Care Home. The staff planning a special birthday celebration for her, including a double chocolate cake.
Left me here. Go off. They burned me with cigarettes.
Ma'am, we got to help you.
I long for the sweet release of one final sunset.
One more milk dud.
According to this, she said that not only is chocolate one of the secrets to a long life, she says being independent and partying.
And getting on the reg.
Audrey, do as we say, not as we do.
By the way, I noticed...
Audrey, you got to be careful on the radio. There's a lot of stuff you can't say.
You know, like what Josh just said.
It's just like, wow.
In England, that, I'm of course referring to spotted dick, the dessert.
Yes. Very nice dessert, yes.
Spotted dick is a dessert. Yes. Yes. Here in the States, it's a...
You find it in a can.
Illness. I think it's tertiary syphilis. I'll notice, have you seen the pictures of her? She's holding two big chocolate bars, but her mouth is closed in all the shots, of course, because she's in England.
She's English and she has bad teeth.
Odds are
know.
There's probably not a lot of choppers in there that weren't employed.
Not a lot of choppers.
Yes, and a pop-up store in Tokyo is letting customers pay to go into the store and shoplift.
I love this.
Oh, this is fun.
Yes.
This is cool, actually. So you can feel like you're doing something
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Sora News 24 reports the shop called Toh, it's spelled T-O-H, is drawing enough crowds to make four-hour lines. Customers pay $6.60 to enter the shop, where they have 60 seconds to snatch up any merchandise they like as quietly as they can.
Oh, I'd happily do this. This would be a good time. Yeah.
Decorated to resemble a type of black market, the store is outfitted with sensitive radio microphones, so if patrons make any excessive noise, their experience will end abruptly and they get nothing.
That's funny.
Yeah. See, so there is something at stake.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is kind of funny.
There are thousands of items to steal, such as snacks, used books, clothing by Fruit of the Loom. Would that mean underwear? Pillows and even mattresses. Can you imagine?
Well, I was trying to steal.
But the interesting thing to me is if you try to keister something and get out,
yeah.
there's an additional cleaning fee, which I think is...
you don't get to keep it.
Not clean it and keep done. It?
Yeah, aren't you the one cleaning it?
You've got a nice sleeve of Titleists there, sir, but we have some tongs and gloves. We got to put it back in the shelf.
Oh, my God.
That's a really interesting... I wonder how that would work in the States. Do you think it would work?
Yes.
You think?
It's a fun thing.
But I think you should give people like 20 minutes... and have, you know, guards walking around. And
but you have to.
Well, that why suck all the fun out of it?
No, that's the fun part. You could have to sneak around.
Oh, I see. Guards. Oh, yeah. The guards could be fun.
Yeah.
If you could get caught.
You know what would be really fun? What if they gave you a gun?
It's not the Purge, Willie.
The mattress is
or
wild.
Chicago.
Yeah. I want to do an armed robbery, but I don't want to get in trouble, and I don't want to shoot anybody. I just want to hold it, and then at the end, I check it out. I check it back in. They go, thank you.
Man. No, the problem with that is you might get shot.
That's 20 years.
But what Willie's saying is this is a completely simulated thing.
Yes.
Much like the shoplifting thing.
Oh.
Right.
Like, yeah.
How much would you pay to be able to rob a bank, but it's all pretend? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'd pay $350.
Man, people would do this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would pay them $350 just for a $100 ATM transaction. Like, I just want...
I see what you're saying.
I want to go in there. Hey, give me all the money. Bang, bang, bang. And then I give them my PIN number. I just get $100 and then I'm out of there. I think that'd be fun.
Audrey Stewart, have you ever shoplifted? Every girl I've ever met has shoplifted.
I wish I could be the first to say no, but I did. When I was younger, the Blockbuster. Remember Blockbuster?
Of course.
The gumballs. I got some gumballs like in the pack, and I was like, start chewing it on the way out. And my mom's like, we didn't pay for those. And she was like, you need to go in there and apologize. And I was just like, I'm sorry for stealing these gumballs.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.